rather dictating a discharge summary from Klingon. Okay. Aubrey White, A-U-B-R-I-E, last name White, W-H-I-T-E, 1115. Patient seen with a history of coughing with recorded breath, so hard, unable to breathe, almost passing out, according to mother. In the past several days, stated that she was treated by a online doctor at her school last week. Told that she has respiratory syncytial virus with flu and COVID test done at school that were negative without treatment. States that cough has continued and spells as above. The symptoms otherwise non-contributory, past medical history, has history of loose stools with questionable GI issues, parentheses, seen GI specialist at Kingwood, scheduled for follow-up. Social family history, according to mother, has been exposed to respiratory syncytial virus through her cousins, relatives, pressing respiratory syncytial virus testing here, which was done, and was negative. Physical exam, no appearance, patient no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Excuse me. Okay, physical exam, vital signs within normal limits, no appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Within normal limits, neck couple without masses, lungs is marked bronchi without evidence of breathing aroused. No retractions of respiratory distress or decreased breath sounds. Heart rate didn't sound much to gallop, evidence soft air again, malar tenderness, extremities, skin, and neurological, all within normal limits. Respiratory syncytial virus tests and negatives above. Impression bronchitis suspected. Patient given prescription for Vistamax with respiratory precautions to follow up with her pediatrician. And ER if necessary, but no evidence of respiratory distress at this point in time. History of, quote, migraines for mother. By patient with a cyclical type headaches, which are probably more tension related. Patient now discharged. A follow-up is needed. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.